This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
And welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB.
I had a lot of effort in it. I had a lot of...
You like that?
That was great.
That's passion, man. That's passion. Excitement.
Pulled that deep from the bowels.
Well, you know, of course I was excited. I mean, we were listening to about Carson Palmer. We were on break, and I was getting ready to make the comment that maybe Pete Rose needs to go around and sign a petition and see about how Carson Palmer actually played that game. I'm just saying. No, yes, maybe not.
Are you trying to say the man cheated?
He potentially maybe threw the game.
You think he took money?
I think he threw the game. That's what I think. But, hey, I digress.
I think no more than Carson Palmer has been that deep in the playoffs. He would be willing, more off, apt to play well.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So we're getting into we're going to talk about the championship game coming up.
Yeah.
Right?
So
a little bit on that.
Well, the AFC Championship, New England, Denver, the better of the two games.
That was a great game.
Was actually a good game. Denver jumped out to a lead pretty much all day, and
we got to watch all of that.
And yeah. And then New England just slowly kind of chipped away at it, but just didn't quite get there. But the Denver defense was just all over Tom Brady, sacking him four times and forcing two Tom Brady interceptions. But the Patriots did have three turnovers in the game, and the Broncos defense held the Patriots offense to 44 rushing yards, and the Patriots were only 2 of 15 on third downs, which... as you know, something that's Brady doesn't deal with that much.
Right.
So 2 of 15. So, and hey, you remember that guy Steven Jackson? Used to be running back for the Falcons in 2013 and 2014.
Yes.
He the Patriots picked him up towards the end of the season, and he had 4 carries for 8 yards.
Nice.
And scored the only rushing touchdown of the day for the Patriots. So, 8 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
There you go. And
he contributed.
That game right there was my only missed prediction for this playoff season. So
I did not think that the Broncos were going to do as well against the Pats as they did.
Well, the defense, you know, you can't defensive football historically wins games.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of goes to show there that the Denver defense has been strong all year.
Yeah.
They come into that game, and even with someone as talented and as good as Brady, he just didn't have an answer for it.
And, yeah, I mean, you have Gronkowski and Gostkowski.
Yeah, and Gronkowski was their offense pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a heck of a game, as he usually does. So, but, you know, that prediction – I was wrong, but I'm actually glad to see Peyton go to the Super Bowl.
I am too.
And what probably is going to be his last year, and I would love it even more if he were to win it.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be a great way for him to end his career and to go out on top. It's just no better way to end it than to get his second ring, his second Super Bowl ring. Then Eli won't have bragging rights at the family reunion.
Right.
Eli's already got two. So. My Super Bowl prediction, right here. You ready? Write it down. Record it.
Make
whatever.
Some bets on it.
Make some bets. It is hard to count out Peyton's experience and the Denver defense. But, you know, Carolina also has a pretty darn good defense themselves. They showed that against the Cardinals. And I think it's a close game with a not-so-high score. But I do think Carolina will pull it out against the Broncos. Out in Cali. So
I think so. The Panthers, man, they looked strong.
They looked really good. There was a meme on Facebook where it was a picture of Peyton Manning on the phone, and the caption underneath it said, "Hey, Matty Ice, tell me how you beat the Panthers." So I thought that was pretty good. The only highlight of the Falcon season. But there you go. And so, this kind of leads me into my next story, that talking about the Denver defense. After the game against the Patriots, an unnamed member of the Denver defense was interviewed, and he told MMQB.com that he tried to lay on Brady a few times after he hit him. And his quote was, edited quote, by the way, that he tried to rub his nads in Brady's face.
What?
That's what he said.
What?
Maybe.
Bofa?
That is the Bofa dance.
Bofa these, huh?
Bofa these. So maybe there should be some sort of petition to keep the Denver defense from ever stepping foot on the field with Tom Brady. Maybe Tom's going to take out a restraining order against the Denver defense.
Well,
but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that it was Von Miller.
Or at least tell him to leave those things in the locker room.
Leave him inside there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably Von Miller because this is my guess. But hey, don't forget, Braves spring training in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 weeks. So be patiently waiting for that. And on that note, sports is dead.
Sports is dead. We got, we're going to get into a little tech talk.
TT with D.
That's right.
Let's get it.
So, you guys know that if you listened to last week's show, we're transitioning from the App King, and I'm going to more.
We are elevating this segment.
But wait. We can't elevate it yet. We've got to get started first before we get into tech.
Once we get connected, we're going to take this to the next level. So.
That's right. We've really got to upgrade our tech because our tech is terrible.
There it is. Now we're ready.
We're still with
AOL.
We've
got mail.
We are sorry, folks. But we get AOL for free because we've been with them
long. But here's my thing. We're going to talk about all the newest, greatest technical devices coming out, yet we're still on dial-up.
That's right. We're still on dial-up. Lord have mercy. So with Tech Talk, I think one of the things, I've seen a lot out there on the news lately with a lot of the net websites and things like that regarding virtual reality.
VR.
Have you seen the VR? Well, you know, if you remember back...
It's not really that new, though.
It's not, but, you know, the old virtual reality was this huge, giant helmet that people have to put on. It was held up by, like, a little...
Lord helmet?
By a mini crane, and you're just kind of, like, immersed in your experience.
Wow, that was descriptive.
Well, I mean, I remember they used to have it at Perimeter Mall. They had one, and they had the virtual reality set up, and you could go and you could pay however much money and get immersed in this world, virtual reality world, and walk around. And
I want some Matrix level VR. That's what I want.
Well,
lady in the red dress, you know.
You know, with how developed smartphones have gotten, and the apps that the smartphones can do, and I mean, they're almost, some of these smartphones are faster than laptops that were created last year, with the processor speed and everything else like that. So there's some virtual reality, and these are the small virtual realities, like the Google goggles, and it's the it's like the Google goggles and the Samsung Gear virtual reality headset. So these are basically, they don't have the screens in them. So basically how it works is you go and you take your smartphone and you pop your smartphone into it. And so these are devices that you put like goggles on your face.
Right.
And you have your smartphone in front of it.
Just kind of clips right in there.
And you're running the app that's on there, and it completely immerses you into your world with sound, and it's kind of weird, but it's kind of interesting because if you have friends, like with the Samsung Gear virtual reality headset, if friends that you have near you are using the same device, you go and you can look at your friends wearing the same device, and they have personality, so you know what's the word called? What's the word I'm looking for, guys? The
little
cartoon meme of
what do they call that? I know what you're talking about.
Your avatar.
Avatar.
Thank you.
There you go.
Wow, man. That
avatar.
I should have wrote that
not
down.
Not just the movie.
Yeah, not just the movie. Right. It's the avatar for the individual. But so same. So the price of these things are they're not really that bad. If you want to just go in and try them out, you can find them on Amazon. The Google Cardboard Kit Yes, cardboard. It is. It's made of cardboard, but it's.
Is this real?
It is 100% real. It's compatible with Android and Apple.
My chops about the tech talk dial up.
Yeah, well,
Google's got cardboard in virtual reality.
It's the truth. It's there. You can check it out. It's pretty easy setup and it's very inexpensive.
I hope so.
It's $16.99 for this.
For a piece of cardboard.
For a piece of cardboard that's you basically go and fold up and put together yourself.
that wine in a box I got at home is a little cheaper than that. I can unfold that and make me some
goggles.
Google glasses.
Google glasses. But it comes with the instructions and the setups. And the ratings on this, there's 1,095 ratings of that, you know, range from the 1 to 5 star. This has it actually has 4 stars.
So it's basically just an app you download on your phone and you stick your phone in your face.
Yeah, but it'll run 3D and things like that. Now, if you want something that's going to be a little bit better, I mean there it ranges from really $16.99 on up to $99 and higher. But I mean you can get them for $49. And basically, it will do the exact same thing as the Google Cardboard, but it's more of a it's plastic and holds it better and it holds it to your head a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
The Samsung, like I said, it'll actually
this is
link
the Oakleys of the
that's right
VR world.
Well, the Samsung is $99.99 offered through Amazon. The cool thing about this is it will actually speed up your phone. So there's a lot of times if you're using like the Google Cardboard or some of these others, there's like a lag time when you go to look. Well, with this, it actually speeds up your processor and there's no lag time. So it, you know, when you go to look,
it's a little more real.
It goes along with it. And like I said, you can see if your friends are wearing the same thing, you can see their avatars and you can immerse yourself into a movie. It'll do 3D. Now, it's kind of some neat stuff, but you can, like I said, you can go to check it out at Amazon.com. They have the Samsung Gear virtual reality. It's $99.99 if you're a Prime member. You can get it. The shipping
is free.
Does that
only work with the Samsung phones?
No, it will work with the Apple phones. I'm not sure if it'll work with the.
Will it work with my BlackBerry?
Let's see. Hold on. Update on this. Just click. It's
plastic
works.
And cardboard. It'll work with everything.
It'll work
dude.
With anything. That tape will hold anything right there.
I've seen reports in there to where it will work with the Apple S5. But it mainly works. It works the best with the Samsung Galaxy Note 5, Galaxy S6 Edge, S6, and the new S6 Edge
Plus.
You're
talking about the Apple 5S?
Yes, the Apple 5S. Okay. Did I say S5? I'm sorry.
S5. I thought it was changing
it from
Samsung,
the Samsung Galaxy,
or
S5. Yeah,
or an bad. Audi? Or
yeah, shut up. Shut up. Anywho.
That's pretty neat, though, man. I mean, you think about how far technology's come with stuff like that, you know? And yet,
we're still really... relying on cardboard.
Yet.
Well, I think it's actually
I think it's actually
kind of cool that you can go and you can take that technology and immerse yourself with something as inexpensive.
Well, here's the thing.
As cardboard. I mean, that's actually kind of neat.
You use that word immerse, and that's exactly what people are going to be doing. You know, you talk about people being caught up in iPads and video games and all that kind of stuff. Can you imagine, you know, the people with these types of things and just like immersing themselves in a virtual game or, you know, just.
You know, it's funny because we went and we ordered out, we ordered Chinese out the other day. And
Panda
I'm
Express?
There, no, not a Panda Express.
Chicken?
Oriental Garden in Monroe. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting there for my food. The place is packed.
That's where they grow the raw sprouts.
That's right. They grow the raw sprouts.
At the Oriental Garden.
Well, the
and their own cats.
And their own cats. No, this place is good. I like the Oriental Garden over there in Monroe. I'm very, very picky on my Chinese food and theirs is really good. But the point I'm making on this is the restaurant was completely packed, and I was sitting there looking around, and I left my phone in my car. You know, so I sat there with 20 minutes, which is kind of like nothing to do except for do people watching, right?
No, that's fun.
And actually talk to your family.
Yeah, but my family wasn't there, so you know, I really didn't have anybody to talk to. But
who are you again? Your daughter.
I'm sitting there. I'm looking at the. I'm sitting there. I'm looking at the at the patrons of the restaurants. And all these people sitting there, and they're eating the food, and the guys are sitting there on their phone. The spouses are across the table from, or girlfriends, they're sitting there across the table from, they're looking at their phone, they're eating, and they're not talking to each other. None of these people, you know, the people who are sitting there waiting, they're all on their phone, looking at Facebook, looking at their feeds. Mm-hmm. And it really is annoying as hell. You know, when you go and you're looking, these things take up so much of your time.
Yeah, and you really, I think a lot of people don't really even realize how much time, because you know the thing about it is we, you know, well, I won't say most. Some people work all day and you know go here and they run kids here and run kids there and constantly going. And you know when you get the opportunity, like at dinner with your spouse or whatever, who's been doing pretty much the same thing all day, you know, you that's kind of like your breakaway time. You know, instead of spending time
with your spouse that you don't like, you get to sit there.
Instead of, you know, going home and reading the newspaper like men used to do, or and women too, or, you know, go home and get caught up on their soaps that they recorded with their VCR that day. I mean, you know, everything's right there.
Right.
So, you know, and I think it's obviously something where if people have been, the longer people have been married, they just... You know, each other's company, just their presence is there, and you just, you know, check out what's going on in the Facebook world, you know. But it is something that you see a lot, you know,
right.
and we're all guilty of. So,
well, we've in our household, we've kind of started the practice of when we come in, I take my phone, and our ports to plug our phones up to charge them is in another, a completely separate room. You know, plug our phones up in there. And then before we go to sleep, you know, we use our phones for our alarms and stuff like that. So right before I go to bed, I bring my phone, plug it up in there, and use my phone for my alarm. And it just allows us to have, you know, spend a little bit more time as a family to, you know, get together. My kids don't get on the phone. So it's just...
Well, he has his sleepy app and his wakey app.
Yeah, I love the wakey app. The wakey app wakes you up.
So, wakey. Wakes yeah. you up with whatever voice you choose.
That's it.
App King. That's what we learned. That we don't have App King anymore.
We don't have App King.
Oh well.
We'll talk about. I mean, yeah, we still got dial up. But I mean, you know, with each one of these virtual reality type headsets, there's a plethora of apps that you could download as far as movies and things like that that will work along with the virtual reality headsets.
Now, see, that kind of contradicts what we all heard as we were growing up, you know, which was don't stand so close to the TV.
Yeah. You know,
your eyes are going to cross or, you know, you know, something like that. But these things, you put them on your head and you put the phone right there in front of your eyes.
And it's right there in front of your eyes.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that's,
I mean, it's a huge, I mean, when it's sitting there right there in front of your eyes, I mean, you think about how huge that screen actually is.
Totally safe. Totally safe.
Oh yeah, perfect. and all this all the radiation that they're saying comes from the phones. That has no effect on you at all.
You know, they're using similar type technology though. I'm sure you've seen it with people that have impaired vision.
Yeah,
they're using that type of technology with the plastic glasses to hold the devices instead of the cardboard ones.
The plastic ones are a lot more expensive than the cardboard.
Yeah, they run between $24 to $99.
There you go. So you pay for what you get.
That's right.
You get what you pay for. Yeah, there you go. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So I think next week on Tech Talk, we're probably going to get into some of the new, the cool new laptops that are coming out.
All right, there you go.
That are out there with talk about maybe Windows 10. And
are they cardboard?
No, they are not cardboard.
Wait a minute.
Laptops.
You're going to talk about Windows?
I'm going to talk about Windows 10. Even though I hate it.
He's fair and balanced.
I'm fair and balanced. I'm going to talk about how terrible Windows 10 is and talk about how wonderful the MacBooks are.
It's his favorite operating system.
I hate Windows. You know, one of the things I dislike about Windows is their constant updates. Constant updates. But anyway, I digress. I'll get on a rant on that next week.
You have a soapbox next week.
I haven't had a soapbox in a while.
Well, yeah, you need to do another one.
I want to do a soapbox. My soapbox is going to be on the Windows operating system.
There's a week buildup. It better
directly after I talk about Windows 10.
To the tune of $10,000 in the negative.
Right.
Wow.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore. It works now. It works now. So you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB. And we'll be right back.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.